Her eyes were watering, and her mouth was set in a line, the bottom lip trembling as I came to her. I dropped to my knees in front of her, my queen, my goddess, my rose. She would truly do it. She didn't even need time to think about it. She was ready to make the ultimate sacrifice for me. I wanted to hate myself for making her do it. The need to punish her for something I knew she was going to do all along. Since the moment I brought her home with me, I knew she was going to run. It was in her nature, in her young blood. She had hopes and aspirations, and she hadn't spent a year obsessing over me as I had about her. I knew I was a fucking goner a long time ago, but she had yet to make the realization. "Rose," I said gently, and her tear-filled eyes turned down to meet mine. "I don't want to force you."
"You don't need to," she said fiercely. "It's my own decision, and one that I'm making willingly. I'll give it up. Whatever you ask of me. Now will you do it?"
Her hand shook as she placed it on my shoulder, her eyes dancing with shadows of fear.
"Will you do it, please, Master?"
she muttered, and my fucking heart sank. "I will," I promised her. She trembled as I took her ankles in my fingers and kissed her calves, the silk of her dress soft against my skin. I moved my lips up her skin, under her dress, kissing a line up her thighs until I reached her sweet cunt. I kissed the top of it, the skin just as silky as her dress. I could smell my own jizz inside her, and it drove me wild. It told me whom she belonged to, and it was exactly the answer I needed to hear.
"Master,"
she breathed, her legs quaking between my arms.
"Please, don't make me wait."
I held her tightly as I pulled a pocket knife from my pocket. It was the one I'd used before to cut her lingerie, and she gasped when she saw it. I thought she would start to sob, maybe change her mind and beg me not to do it. But she stayed fucking strong for me. I knew I was a sick, crazy bastard for doing it, yet I couldn't stop myself. I needed this. I needed to take it away from her, lock it away so she would be mine forever. I touched the blade to her ankle, and she stood up straight, her eyes going to mine.
"Do it," she whispered. "Fucking do it."
There were so many reasons not to go through with it, and my mind resisted, screeching as the blade rested against her skin. I felt her body sagging against mine, and I looked up to find her looking almost delirious. "It's okay," I whispered, and she mewled before falling to her knees before me. The knife clattered from my hands as I held on to her. The reasons not to do this filled my head with worry. But she had agreed. She wanted me to do it. She was willing to make the sacrifice for me. And a sick, demented part of me wanted to go through with it, take her dancing away from her just because I could. Instead, I held on to her tightly, holding her like she was the most precious cargo in the world. "It's okay," I repeated, until she finally stopped sobbing. She was a pretty little mess in my hands, and she raised her eyes to meet mine. The fear filling her gaze surprised me. She was willing to go through with this, but it didn't mean she wasn't scared.
"Won't you do it?"
she asked shakily, and I kissed the top of her head, holding her close. "Not now," I told her, my voice heavy with emotion. "It needs to be somewhere sterile. I don't want to hurt you." Her body sagged more, and I wasn't sure whether it was relief or fear of when I'd actually go through with it. I didn't question it either. Instead, I just held her and laid her body out on the blanket, covering it with mine.